Hates Mobile Monitoring.
San Gerald GR Mobile.
For Q4NH. Hey, Tom, my name is Fred. How are you doing?
Fred, doing fine today. And if I'm wrong, you can correct me. And you got mine right. Well, doing just great. Just went over to the daughter's house and dropped off a couple of tables for the 4th of July celebration. And took her a rotisserie chicken we picked up at Sam's earlier. And we're headed back to the home QTH.
Realized that we're that close to 4th of July. Wow, it's amazing how fast time flies. Yeah, I'm actually on my way back to my home QTH. I got done visiting some family up here in Greer. And also dropping off a buddy of mine for the night at my QTH as well.
Well, we're immigrants from Pittsburgh, Kansas, so you know as much about that area as I do down here. I just asked Susie, and she's up here on my windshield. They call it a GPS.
Hear that one. Yeah, I'd use GPS, but right now I'm basically just driving around. I kind of know my route from the Greer back to Pelzer, from Pelzer back to Greer Inc., pretty much the whole way upstate area.
Well, I'm glad you got to visit with your folks. We live up between Lake Robinson and or Lake Cunningham, Lake Robinson, and have been here about 12 years, and we really love it down here, I'll tell you. It's a great place to live. Kind of wish we'd been here 30 years ago.
Yeah, I understand that one. We actually, me and my family have been living here about going on 10 years now. We're originally from the Fayetteville, North Carolina area. Wow. And I'm sure if you go up there and hit that repeater up there, everybody will know my father cap or whatever. But that aside, though, we moved from there down here, and I'm not looking back to moving to that old area.
Fayetteville was a nice place. I've been through there on my motorcycle years ago. The Arkansas Walmart headquarters. Okay, well, I don't know if we've ever been to Fayetteville, North Carolina, have we, Bernice? Nope, guess not. We've been to Raleigh.
Up that way, just be mindful of the drivers. And I'm not going to say they don't drive like they have any sense, but they're more or less on the sketchy side, and now they got a bunch of cameras on the red lights, so if you start trying to run red lights now, it's pretty much impossible not to get a ticket up there now.
They need down here because they run them all the time, and we had a friend get hit at a red light taking her kids to school last year, and they were trying to buzz through on the yellow or the red. No, it was red, actually. They had the film from McDonald's from the video over there. So he couldn't get out of that one. But it's bad down here. And I always say, Fred, they walk among us.
Surprised they had those cameras and speed traps up there or that area. I've never really been over there, but I'm aware of the area and what's kind of around there. I've just never actually been up there to look around.
I didn't mean to say they had them anywhere up there. I think maybe you misunderstood me, but Kansas City in Missouri and Kansas City, Kansas, I know they had them in Kansas City, Missouri, and people didn't like them, that's for sure.
I misunderstand you there a little bit. I had a dumb moment there for a second. Apologies for that one. But, I was not a fan of it whenever I was actually up there in North Carolina. I pretty much took way more extra precautions than I would down here in this area.
Well, if you're taking more cautions, I'd say that's a good idea. I know they can bite you, but I don't think they snap the picture unless you go through it on a red. And most of the time, that's not by accident. Of course, that does happen. But if you negligently do it, it'll slow you down. That's for sure. hit, we live on a side road up here, and I'll hear them hit passing gear at the top of the hill. We live at the bottom of a huge hill, and there were some kids there last year, a year before. You know, we're doing, the highway patrolman said, probably 125 miles an hour, and they went airborne and rolled their car just about two houses down from us and went up in their yard and upside down and hit a tree, and they walked away from it, and I doubt if they done anything to them.
Cal, that is absolutely amazing. That person right there was definitely blessed by the good Lord. That is for sure. Wow, 125 miles an hour and going there, rolled over. I am very... that person definitely had hands on them.
And, you know, there's still no bark on that tree for about 2 foot by 1 foot piece where they hit the front bumper upside down. And our neighbor said she thought they were dead, and they crawled out of there laughing. And I seen a convertible come down there the other night, had to be well over 100. And what I do anymore, if I'm out in the yard, I just take my cell phone out and act like I'm videoing them. You'd be surprised how quick you see brake lights.
When I actually, me personally, I normally slow down, especially in neighborhood areas where houses, but I still can't believe 125 miles an hour, they walked away from it. I'm still a bit baffled by that information there, Tom. Give it 488 Friday.
This is your OTR. Well, I think the fact was that when they got just past our house, you wouldn't think you could go airborne there because it goes down the hill real steep, and it's not that steep going up the other side. However, it is steep. But I think they slid a long, long ways before they encountered that tree on the roof of that car. It was an older sedan. And come on up sometime, Fred. I'll show you that tree.
Go up that way, Tom. I'm actually really curious to see that. But, question for your audience, is that car like an old car, like a 70s type model?
Well, you know, Fred, I didn't see it. I was just going by the description of the neighbor and what the highway patrolman said. We had a Spanish fella there, a Mexican fella, that was doing concrete work at the time, and we were going down to Lowe's to pick up some stuff. And this is when it happened, so I wasn't a witness to it. And he said that was their third time.
Okay, and third did he say?
Down that hill.
That last little bit there, man, I don't know if he's trying to do the repeater or not while you're talking there.
The third time they come down that hill, and if you come down that hill at 60, you'll lose your stomach. It's that steep. And this was the third try, and that little Mexican guy is a good friend of mine. He's doing concrete work, and Rudy said that was the third time when he crashed that car.
Yeah, it definitely must have been one of those older muscle cars. I know they could take a beat before they finally get up the ghost. That's absolutely amazing, though. Heck, it's been about 3 years now since I've been in an accident, but I got in an accident, an old 2012 Focus, and even though it was a very, very low speed collision, it did number on that car.
We don't care if they come down that hill and lose their stomach, but once they get to the bottom of the hill, then you got children up the hill, and they need to slow down, and they'll run up that hill probably past our place at 60, 70 miles an hour. And we got little kids that across the street that play out there and ride their skateboards and stuff. And a lot of people ride their bicycles down that hill. And I got one friend, he's a retired senior chief in the Navy, and him and his wife ride down there all the time. And they'll go up and down the hill three times in front of our place.
Agree with you there, Tom. They should have slowed down, especially in that part where there's a bunch of kids around about. Yeah, they definitely should have slowed down rather than just trying to go as fast as they can. Honestly, that's just... it drives me crazy. I'm not just saying it drives me crazy. It just seems that people don't really, you know... Well, I'm not going to say it don't pay attention. It's just like they don't know the area, you know? And they don't... And they aren't aware of, like, the kids and everything else that are around about. And maybe the, like, older people that are around about as well. I mean, honestly, like I said, for me, I always go down my neighborhoods and everything where I was in the car.
Once in a while, if I'm out the mailbox or something, I hear one going to passing gear coming down that hill. I'll just, I'm already crippled up anyways, but I got a bad foot. And I'll just slowly walk out in the road and stand in their lane right out in the middle and look down their at them. They slow down. And one other time, me and my grandson Isaac, we sit on the front porch with a radio gun, and they'd come down that hill, and then I'd zap them with the radar. And you'd be surprised how many of them got radar detectors, because, buddy, you'd see the front end of that car dive down, and the brake lights would come on.
How many cars did you happen to slow down by doing that?
Yeah, road, and that's the reason they won't, we've asked for speed bumps, all the neighbors have, but they won't put them in because there's not that much traffic, they say. But they kill one person, well, I think that's justification, but they'll probably wait till then before they do something like that. If the DOT did anything that was intelligent, it'd be out of character. And I've seen BMWs come down that hill and drag bottom on the BMW. They come down it so fast.
That put some speed bumps or something in there. Or something, if I remember correctly, while I was in North Carolina, I saw an article on the news where they painted a picture of a kid, like an elongated picture that if you got close, it looked like you're about ready to hit a kid. And it was basically just like a optical illusion of sorts. It made almost every driver that they put that on slop or slow down or stop completely.
Well, I bought that radar gun for my grandson. He played baseball, and my son-in-law goes out there and clocks the speeds of the different pitchers and that. It worked real well, and it wasn't all that much. It was around, I think, $99 or something like that at the time. But it sure slowed down those speeders coming down that hill.
I don't really know the price of those, but that doesn't sound bad for a price like that, or something like that, but, yeah, I don't doubt that definitely slows everybody down. They're probably going to think, like, oh, no, they're going to report me or something.
Well, instant-on speed gun, only it's in the K-band, but it clocks baseballs real well. It'll clock most anything that you put out in front of it. And it's just a handheld radar gun, and you can buy them from Amazon.
I'm thinking about getting back to the paintball, and I've been thinking about getting one of those for getting my paintballs back in spec. I got them tuned up just a little too high for a little bit too fast for the fields I want to play at.
Let's do that. I don't think they call it paintball, though. I think it's a smaller version of it. I think theirs are in the 400 foot per second range, between 400 and 500 foot per second. But they got one that looks exactly like an AR, and then they got a 45 that looks exactly, and it feels like a 45 in your hands.
But aerosol.
That's what I'm talking about, but I'm old. I won't buy them those. I give them a little money now and then for if they get on the honor roll or something, and what they spend it on is up to mom and dad, but they want me to buy one for one of the boys at Christmas, and I says, nope, I don't buy guns for Christmas, other than I did buy a Henry Octagon Barrel 22 for my granddaughter there a couple of years ago and had it engraved because I'd given the two grandsons a golden boy and a silver boy. But usually Christmas time, that's not a time for guns.
Hey, Tom, I'm actually getting out of the W4MIK repeater umbrella. I'm going to go ahead and you have a great day. I hope you and your wife have a great day. 73U, this has been KO4NNH. Clear after your final.
Okay, Fred, nice to meet you. Yeah, the grandsons go down and play war games or something down there around Anderson. They got a range for them. And those things make red marks. Take care. Have a safe drive. And we're not too far from home now. The 73s. This is M0TR. Have a good day.